This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking to improve your diet in the new year? Try seeing a personal dietitian with Nourish. Nourish has hundreds of dietitians who specialize in a variety of health concerns, including weight loss, gut health, and more. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your personal dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Dave Harrigan, before we bring the cheater into the conversation, what is today about loyalty and commitment? Is that part of what Valentine's Day is all about?
Absolutely. It's about finding that one person that you love, you cherish, you want to spend the rest of your life with, and being devoted to them.
Yeah. Not multiple. Mm-mm. Not camping around, not tramping around. So now we bring Major. Major Garrett, our guy, into the conversation. And I'm looking at a work email today. I'm seeing, who did Vanita have on today? You know, Vanita does a great job at the morning news, and I'm going through. And I said, wait a second. Dave, are there two Major Garretts?
I don't believe there are.
I mean, and because it said Major Garrett. CBS News, and I mean, I'm thinking, Dave, what's the coincidence that CBS has two Major Garretts? Because I know Major Garrett on a Friday. He's locked into this show, Dave, right? 12:35 or 12:37, 12:38, whatever it might be. He's here, right? Were you wearing lingerie when you were on with Vanita today? I mean,
Come on.
Jeez. I mean, from flowers, some chocolate. I mean, did I get a note? I'm tired of you. It's grown stale. Any of that. I didn't get any of that.
Do I get a word in edgewise? Yes or no?
We got to go to a break. Let's take a pause
okay,
right now.
Here we go.
Okay, cheater. Go ahead.
Let me explain. So, we have to go back to last evening for this story. Last evening, my colleague, Margaret Brennan, the moderator of Face the Nation, our chief foreign correspondent, was on the plane with Secretary of State Marco Rubio, heading to Munich, where she was going to do many interviews and anchor half of Face the Nation on Sunday. I was to anchor the D.C. back half of the show. The plane took off. There was a mechanical issue. It came back to Andrews. A smaller plane was outfitted for the Secretary of State, too small for Margaret and others and the traveling press corps. So Margaret stayed, meaning she's going to do all of Face the Nation this Sunday. However, I got a text late last night. Can you do the morning Face the Nation radio hits? As a kindness to my colleague, Margaret Brennan, I agreed to do the morning radio hits, of which WCCO is one of nine. Did you hear me?
Yeah. So I sounds like Temptation Island to me, Dave.
Nine mistresses.
Temptation Island.
Radio hits to help my colleague Margaret Brennan and explain the guests coming up on Face the Nation, because I am a loyal, devoted employee of CBS News.
Dave, that sounds like somebody who had too much to drink, got caught in the eyes of somebody at the bar, and is trying to explain his way out of it the next day. Is that what you're hearing, Dave Aragon?
A lot of people can talk about experiences with, you know, things that have happened in their personal life, and that other person always just seems to have a great excuse. They've always got that great alibi.
Yes. That's it. Dave, what will we take as, like, compensation? You know, maybe tickets to a Padres game.
Wait a minute. I don't even understand the source of your reckless peevishness. I'm talking to you right now. What are you losing?
Okay. If you want, I'll give you, let's see it. I'm going to give you about 74 names, and I want you to get it a text thread. What is the source of Chad's reckless peevishness? And I want you to carve out, about 48 hours or so, and just let everybody jump in, because that's a fair question to be asked.
Jump in. The water's warm.
Yes, that's right. Okay, before we get, we'll take a pause. We'll get to serious stuff here. Obviously, we're joking. Your bride, the love of your life. Is this like one of those Lexus car commercials for Christmas? What do we got?
She's in California.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm by myself. She's in California. Yeah.
So, Dave, let's speculate. Major Garrett on his own in D.C. on Valentine's Day. Dave, where do you see him?
In his apartment by himself, where he wants
exactly.
to be.
Bingo.
Yeah. I see him at a Doge event, you know, with Elon and the kids the Resolute desk, something like that.
Mm-hmm. Wearing a
All right, let's pause.
Will Doge for a pay.
Among our topics, Mitch McConnell, that Musk press conference, J.D. Vance, and plenty of other items with the best in the business. We love having him on. Major Garrett from CBS, right back with him.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
True crime fans will love Crime House True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Every Monday, you'll experience the most notorious true crime cases from that week in history, all linked by a common theme, from serial killers to disappearances to unsolved murders and so much more. Follow and listen to Crime House True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, we got a long run here to cover a number of political items. I want to start with the former Senate Majority Leader, Mitch McConnell, who has been a force in Republican politics in the nation's capital for decades. And we know the strong policy differences. We know the strong personality differences. Actually, let me correct myself. Not strong political differences between McConnell and Trump, but more a strong approach, believing in the norms, believing maybe in more respect of words. But in the end, Mitch McConnell, who wanted Donald Trump out, did not want Donald Trump back in D.C., but then he did endorse him. And so now when we've had the votes involving much discussed and controversial figures, if you believe they were controversial, and Gabbard and Kennedy, the two votes, one for each position, one for each of all the senators who voted against Gabbard and Kennedy both times. Mitch McConnell. Then Donald Trump, in a grotesque comment when he's asked yesterday in the Oval Office about Mitch McConnell, starts raising the idea, I don't even know if he had polio. Again, going to the bottom of the barrel as the president is wont to do when clearly Mitch McConnell, earlier in his life, dealt with polio. How much of a plot line will the McConnell-Trump storyline be over the next couple years, Major?
Not much. I mean, seriously. Mitch McConnell knows how to lobby senators. He knows how to throw his weight around, and he didn't. So he voted against RFK and Gabbard and Hegseth. They all got confirmed. He didn't do anything to mobilize Republicans. And remember, Mitch McConnell's legacy is summarized in one sentence. Three Supreme Court justices.
Yep.
Period. And he also was in a position to leverage, lobby, muscle Republicans to convict Trump at the second impeachment trial after January 6th. He did not. He then condemned President Trump after he had been cleared, assuming the politics would never come back around. Well, they have, and McConnell finds himself a largely isolated and, by his own decision, someone who's not maneuvering and muscling or trying to persuade other Republicans to take a stand against Trump. He's just by himself. And until he begins to flex any muscle that denies Trump anything, I think he's sort of a one-note story.
What was your view of how this press gathering, they happen often with the president in the Oval Office. This time it was with Elon Musk answering questions about Doge while he's with his son. Well, his son is whispering things to the president. Yeah. It was just a bizarre juxtaposition. While Trump is sitting there, just the byplay and the dialogue and the dynamics between the two.
So Trump got tired of having to answer questions for Musk. So he does two things, has Musk answer questions and counter programs the Time magazine cover, which, don't kid yourself, Trump cares about deeply. Time magazine cover showing Elon sitting behind the Resolute desk. Nope, Trump sitting behind the Resolute desk. And he's paying attention or not paying attention to Elon. You can sort of read his body language and facial expressions. So he's sort of in and out of whatever Elon is saying. And it's a way of reminding Elon and the public that President Trump is at the desk. Elon is there at his sufferance. And has a wide area of latitude. And Elon Musk is going in lots of places. Trump is not using the language he did a week ago, talking about kickbacks and corruption, because he knows if he keeps saying kickbacks and corruption, reporters like me who raise this instantly will say, well, okay, bring the cases then. Charge them. And we know that's not going to happen. We know there's spending that they don't like. Right. Fine. If you're the executive branch and you have some discretion, cancel it. Fine. That's within your purview. Go ahead. But don't say kickbacks and crimes and corruption unless you intend to go to court. And everything else that isn't that, you have got at one level or another to deal with Congress, because things that are authorized and appropriated by Congress have legal protections. You may not like them, but here's what. Here's an idea, Mr. President. I don't know if you thought about it. Government funding expires in the middle of March. What does that mean, Mr. President? It means you have to pass an appropriations bill. How about you list all the things you think are most odious, put them on a piece of paper, send them to Congress, and get them to cancel them? Mm-hmm. How about that?
Yep. Yes.
How about that? And if they're so repellent and you have so much political momentum, prove it. It's right there, sitting there waiting for you. All you have to do is put a list together, things that Elon found that are terrible, indefensible, send them to Congress, they cancel it, problem solved. Court cases all disappear.
Yep. Well, you know that that debate, right, has, and you've answered a lot of it, but I want you to expand even further. This has become part of the political discourse, this debate on transparency, right, where the president, Musk, and his supporters are saying, oh, my God, this is as transparent as it gets. He's telling us, and then others will say, now, hold on a second. Yes, he's telling us, but number one, where's the proof? Can we see something where it's documented? Two, as you just said, oh, by the way, you have the power within your position to do something specifically about it. Let's see if you're going to do that.
Right, right. And Elon Musk said, well, we're going to put everything on the website. Not much is there to date. Not much at all. And Trump says, well, we got to get rid of the Education Department. Okay, what does the Education Department mostly do? It provides Pell Grants, it provides student loans, and it provides special education funding. Okay, that's the vast majority of the federal Education Department budget. Are those things corrupted? Are those things terrible? Are those things wasteful? Pell Grants, student loans, and special education funding that states do not want to take over 100%, mm-hmm. not in Minnesota, mm-hmm. not in Alabama, not in Mississippi, not in Missouri, not in New York, and not in California. They just don't. It is part of the way the federal government assists local school districts deal with children who have special and, yes, slightly more costly needs. It's one of the great achievements of our last 30 years in education. We don't do everything well, but we've done that much better than people assumed we would when this all got started 3 decades ago. Are you going to cancel all of that? I'd like to see that happen.
Major is here.
I'd like to see the politics of that play out.
Right. I would be very curious, too. Okay, let's talk. You tell me what J.D. Vance was doing today as he's with a lot of our allies. It appeared to me from consuming some of this and reading accounts, it was a lecture. Mm-hmm. It was a lecture of follow us.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't follow us, we're going to be keeping score. And also some of the voices that you're trying to shout down, you're making a mistake because, you know, freedom of speech matters. By the way, ironically enough, when AP will not go with Gulf of America, the administration, which is all about free speech and you're entitled to it, they're banning the Associated Press unless they go with this nonsense of Gulf of America. So we're really for that free speech and that First Amendment and your freedom of ideas as long as they align with us.
Right. You can't cover the government unless you say exactly what the government says. Huh. That's not how I've interpreted the First Amendment. And yes, this is a lecturing tour. Pete Hegseth got it started in the NATO conference, basically saying, you guys have got to spend a lot more, lots more. Don't make America a sucker. Don't make us Uncle Sucker. We're not going to be a sucker anymore. NATO is good, but it has to be good on our terms, not your terms or not alliance terms. And then J.D. Vance comes in, the vice president, says, Trump's the leader of the free world. Trump's telling you what to do. And either you do it or we're going to have strained relations and go our own way. Okay. That's what he said. We'll see how Europe interprets it and we'll see the shelf life of that. Look, the great question for America under Trump is, can America be all that it only wants to be, period, in relationship to no one else, friend or foe? We're going to be what we are, and everyone has to take us on our terms. Are we big enough? Are we that strong? Guess what, America? We're going to find out.
So let's stay with Vance, because Vance and Secretary of State Rubio are meeting with President Zelensky, the leader of Ukraine, President making news again every 5 minutes. Yesterday, in another press gathering, saying he trusts Vladimir Putin with the war in Ukraine. I find that not surprising, but still stunning. If I can put those two together somehow, that a president would say it, stunning. that Donald Trump would say it. Not stunning. Where do you and your sources think we are potentially heading with an attempt of a resolution of the war, of Russia's attempt to conquer Ukraine?
So it is the reporting we have at CBS that the president believes he can negotiate Putin into something that is not appeasement, that's not Neville Chamberlain and Adolf Hitler, that ends the war, protects Ukraine's territorial sovereignty, maybe doesn't give everything back to the Ukrainians that they lost starting in 2014, but ends this war. Trump believes that, believes he can talk Putin into that by essentially saying, look, on the other side of this war, you can rebuild your military, you can rebuild your economy, and you can re-enter the world stage. Until this war ends, you can't do any of those things, assuming Putin will see the rationality of that. What that skips over is 3 years of irrationality prosecuting this war. All those things have happened. Russia's economy is weaker, the ruble's weaker, his military is not ravaged, but it's in nowhere near the shape it was in before the war. He's having to use North Korean forces, either as supplementary or in the battlefield. All of that doesn't really help Russia, but he persists, and he continues to bomb, even as Trump talks about achieving peace. What's missing from all of this, and so that's Trump's theory. He can bring this to a conclusion. But there are a lot of hard realities that the Secretary of State, the Defense Secretary, and Trump don't even deal with. Okay, let's say Russia leaves. Who guarantees, and how is it guaranteed, that they're never going to come back? Well, you got to put troops there. Is it Ukrainian troops? Probably not, because Russia won't accept that. Is it international peacekeeping troops? If so, who provides them? And under what auspices? And with what rules of engagement? I mean, if this is going to be peace, Ukraine's not going to accept peace if it means a glowering, threatening Russian bear is always there salivating over it perpetually. That's no way to live. Yep.
No.
And if NATO membership is off the table and everything else, what are the terms? All to be discussed, but Trump doesn't give the Ukrainians any reason right now for optimism that he's on their side or will look out for their interests.
Tremendous information. Have a fabulous weekend. Thanks for the help this week, and I'll talk to you next week.
You got it. See you.
Major Garrett, up next hour. Shaletta, right at the start, here on the home of the Twins, CCO.